Please welcome Gene Melter.
Well, before I had my children, I was a school teacher. I taught middle school. I taught in various public school districts. And quite a few of my kids were what you call disadvantaged. And I dreamed of being one of those great teachers who changes kids' lives. And part of that was lining up inspiring kids' speakers. Now, at the time of my story, I was living in San Francisco, and I had a friend named, well, I'm going to call him Roland. He doesn't look too bad in this story, but I'm going to change his name anyway. And Roland was a professional actor and director, and my friend, and so of course I got him to speak to my classes. I got him to speak to my drama classes. I also taught English and social studies. And then one night, Roland brought me as his guest to kind of a fancy party. And I scanned and scanned looking for my next great guest speaker. And I met this fascinating couple. So she, I'm going to call her Anita, was a voiceover artist and a radio personality. And then her husband, Walter, was an astrophysicist. And if that's not cool enough, he worked for the SETI project. That's the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. I mean, how great is that? So I lined them both up. Walter was my first guest. Now, at that time, I was a new teacher, and I made a lot of new teacher errors. And this was an instance of that. So I did not check in with Walter to make sure he knew what 13-year-olds were like. And I did not ask myself, would 13-year-olds find this guy interesting? They did not. So shortly after I introduced Walter, when he visited my classroom, he picked up a piece of chalk and turned his back on the class and started doing equations on the board and kind of narrating them using technical terms we couldn't understand. No one understood a word he said for 45 minutes. Now, I had bribed and threatened my class so that they wouldn't be rude to our guest. But that didn't keep them from falling asleep on their desks. And I had to actually go around the room prodding the kids to make them sit up during Walter's talk. Finally, he put down his chalk and turned around and asked if there were any questions. And I was relieved that no one said, "What the hell were you talking about?" But one kid did ask a question along the lines of, "Well, you know how there are like UFOs and stuff? Do you think aliens have visited our planet?" And Walter said very contemptuously, "No, of course not. All those sightings are fake." And which was a huge letdown for the kids and for me. And then some other kids kind of asked a question along the lines of, "Was SETI having any luck contacting intelligent life elsewhere and the universe?" And again, the answer was no. And as his equations showed, there was very little chance of that ever happening. Another letdown. And I secretly thought to myself, what are the taxpayers of this country spending on the SETI project? But I did not ask that question. And I thanked our guest and led the class in kind of weak applause. So maybe a week later, his wife, Anita, was my guest. Opposite, the ideal guest speaker. So she was lively and engaging and charming, and she knew all these accents and voices, and she played recordings of her commercials she had done. And not only was she entertaining, but she was very beautiful. And beautiful in a way that 13-year-old boys especially appreciate, you know, very curvy, colorful woman. And so when she ended her talk, the class applauded wildly. And then after she left, we had a few minutes until the bell rang. And so we were chatting about her, and I mentioned that she was married to Walter, which the kids hadn't picked up on because they didn't have the same last name or anything. And their reaction was just horror. And I hadn't mentioned that Walter was not attractive, but I'm not going to describe him because that's cruel. But their reaction was horror, and they were saying things like, ew, gross, and why did she marry him, and stuff. And then I told them that was inappropriate, but inside I was wondering the same thing. Why had Anita married Walter? And maybe a week later, I get a call from Anita and Walter. And they're inviting me out. They want to know if I want to go to dinner and then go to this cool event. And it's an awards ceremony called the Clio Awards, given to the best commercials of the year. And Anita was not up for an award, but she just liked to attend it. And it was like a dressy event. And it was, you know, really fun. And so I said yes. So they came and picked me up in my little apartment. And I was surprised that Roland wasn't in the car. I just assumed they would invite Roland to be kind of my date, and he was their good friend, and he was our connection, but he wasn't there. I didn't say anything. So we went out to dinner, nice restaurant. Walter was boring and serious and quiet, and then Anita was very chatty, and she and I kept the conversation going. And then we went to the Clio Awards, which were lots of fun. So now we're in the car, and we're going back to my apartment. They're going to drop me off at home, and Walter's driving, Anita's in the passenger seat, I'm in the back, and we're driving through San Francisco, and we pass the Exploratorium. This is a wonderful science museum in San Francisco. And Anita says, Gene, have you ever been to the Exploratorium? And I say, yes, I've brought classes there on field trips. And she says, well, have you ever been inside the tactile dome? And I say, no, I've never had a chance to do that. The tactile dome is a series of mazes and chambers that you crawl through or kind of slide through in the pitch blackness. And Anita says, well, you know, Gene, one night a week, the tactile dome is open to adults only, and you can go through it naked. And I say, No, come on, really? I said, I mean, that for one thing, that's not even sanitary. And she says, no, it's true. We've done it. And she says, do you think you'd like to do it with us sometime? I didn't see that coming at all. And my fight or flight reflex, you know, and I grabbed the handle. I grabbed the handle of my door because I wanted to escape. I wanted to get right out of that car. And then it occurred to me that you can't jump out of a moving car without getting hurt. And so I just sort of spluttered something like, no, I wouldn't want to do that. I don't do things like that. And, you know, I'm practically a nun. And that is not true. I had been raised Catholic. I knew a lot of nuns. But I'd never contemplated becoming a nun, and I currently did not have a nun-like lifestyle. But that's what I said. But Anita was not dissuaded. And she said, well, okay, well, but maybe you'd like to come over and watch a movie with us sometime. You know, we have all these videos of foreign films. And I said, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. And so they drop me off, and I bolt out of my car. I go into my apartment, and I call Roland. I tell him what happened. And I say, Roland, are they swingers? And I'd never used that word in my life, I'm sure. And he said, yeah. And I said, well, don't you think you should have warned me? And he said, no, that it wasn't his job. And I asked him if they had ever, you know, with him, and he said, no, they only liked women. I never heard from them again. And on Monday, when I went back to school, I looked out at the kids, and I thought to myself, I bet they'd think Walter was more interesting if I told them what I knew about him. Thank you.